we did this in Chicago on a small scale with some of the high schools here. Walgreens Pharmacy actually sponsored this promotion with the high schools. But each high school, through a local magazine that goes to the high school students, promoted a World AIDS Day event where students were given an opportunity to come up with a poster or a written word, some kind of art form, to speak on HIV and AIDS. And it was very broad. They could do whatever they wanted to. They submitted their artwork, so to speak, to a committee, and the committee voted on it, and we chose three people as grand prize winners, and they each were awarded, I think, $2,000 a piece for to use whatever way they wanted to. So if there could be that could be done on a larger scale with high schools in the United States, probably on a regional basis or even a national basis, starting at the beginning of the school year and then culminating on a World AIDS Day where, there's going to be a grand prize winner and built around promotion with something with the arts for HIV. I think right now, World AIDS Day comes, goes, and we kind of, it's lost a lot of its oomph because people aren't dying in the way they were before. It's not as on people's minds as it was. And I think what this would do is, this is something that could be on the news, it's local, things are going on in the United States, it's evolving, our youth and them getting involved. I just think it'll create some type of a kind of a buzz going around that, and look at these kids, look what they're doing, and HIV is still an important issue that we need to be working on and thinking about. I mean, I know here it worked, real well as far as getting teenagers involved. And that's the group that we have to be able to reach. So that's the group that are getting affected at this point. We really need to be able to reach our teenagers and let them know what's going on and help them with prevention. The